Welcome to Reconsider. I'm Bill Hartman. This is the podcast to challenge you to ask better questions, to look beyond traditional models of thinking, and arrive at better health and fitness solutions.
All right.
Get a little bit of Bill singing in the beginning of the recording there.
Yeah, I didn't know you were recording.
It's called a cold open, Bill.
All right. Well, today we're gonna talk a little bit about like continuing education, and we're gonna talk about it's kind of a tough spot that people get into at certain parts in their career as like health and performance professionals, because they don't really know where to go. They've taken all of, you know, XYZ courses. It's like, do I go take those again? Like what they want to know, like what people are learning. And then there's all these mentorships that are available and people go and try to learn from different practitioners. That seems to be like the new hot way to do it. Yeah. And until, you know, very recently, there hasn't really been a good way to learn your model. There, you know, people can subscribe to YouTube and Instagram and kind of try to navigate it for themselves. But there isn't a way to have, other than like the coffee calls, have direct access to you, or having gone through like the process of applying for the intensive, going to the intensive, or be lucky enough to have been able to get a mentorship spot from you, which are pretty few and far between.
Right.
Yeah. So now
they stay pretty full.
Yeah. So now what we've tried to do is create a place where people can have better access to you and a community of like-minded people who are going to talk about and help evolve this unified health and performance model that you've helped create. And that's going to be like through, there's an app and a service called Mighty Networks, and we've created a place for people to come together in forums and through like chat room sort of atmosphere to create threads to talk about different things. It could be things that they're dealing with in terms of cases with clients and patients. It can be based on videos that they've watched and things that you've said and trying to understand, sort of create a conversation and a dialogue in that place.
Correct.
So that
it will be the hub of all things in regards to the unified model. And so now, instead of being scattered all over the place and then taking things, you know, like 3 degrees of separation away from it, you can actually come directly to it.
Right. Because there's the frustration of people coming to you later on and being like, oh, I learned your model through this person. It's like, well, you learned their interpretation of Bill's model because they participated in like a weekend course with you or learned from you in person 4 years ago. It's like, that's like, you know, that's like having, you know, you're learning from somebody who learned from somebody, which has, it's like as an introduction to a concept is good. But if you are really trying to understand that person's model that they created, then you probably should try to get it from the source. And like
it's kind of like making a photocopy of a photocopy of a photocopy. It's like you can still kind of see what it is, but it's just not very clear, and it's just not as precise, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the old like PT. You have runner's knee, right? And you go to the PT and you get a packet of papers that's a bunch of exercises that have been photocopied 40 times.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So we want to create a place where everything will be clear and concise. And again, from it is the source, right? So we don't have to go looking anywhere else. We will have everything there for you. Go ahead. No, you go.
Well, I was just going to say, like, let's talk about what you saw as some of the downfalls of continuing education leading up to this point, and then like how how we're going to correct those pitfalls and you know, problems.
Well, I mean, so I think that, you know, the recent historical events have made it such that some elements of continuing education have been devalued, which, again, I don't necessarily agree with. But from an introductory standpoint, to get foundational information, we can certainly distribute that in an effective way without requiring the in-person nature. To ultimately become proficient at anything, I think that the in-person element of education is essential. But to establish foundational understandings, I don't think that that's necessarily the case. And so that's kind of how we're looking at this. So if you were to participate deeply in this upcoming network, I think you'd walk away with a lot of foundational understanding, but from pure application, that's going to require time. So I'll give you, for instance, so I've had mentees for several years. Like, they stay in the mentorship program for several years. So because it's determined by how they see it valued. And as long as they can extract value from it, then they can continue to evolve in that medium. And so we're always going to have that element of it. But there's people that only want a superficial understanding. That's fine. And then there's people that are going to really dig into this thing because they're going to see the value in it. And then they're going to want to develop themselves and continue to make progress to set themselves apart from, say, another group that is only interested in the superficial end of things. Some people just buy a book. Some people participate in a course. Some people repeat courses because they want to gain greater depth of understanding and be able to apply it much more effectively. And so that, so we're going to be able to address all of those elements by bringing everybody together into one space.
Right. So there's the aspect of it, or the people that want to be part of the community of like-minded people that they can communicate with, they can right. refer each other to. There's that. And there's also mm-hmm. like this route that people can take when someone tries to learn how to do something well. They try to adopt different methods or models, and then they end up with that model, and then they use that model for a while, and within it kind of gives them the guidelines in which to work and creates kind of a feedback loop for them to progress through. So that's mm-hmm. like something that hasn't necessarily really existed in regards to like a practitioner's curriculum or something like that with your model.
Yeah.
But that's what we're moving towards doing here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna create.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
Well, it's like the whole goal here is to create a much more effective practitioner. Like that would be the end representation. But this is the end of it that's going to require a little bit more of an investment. So this is not go to something, do something for 2 days, and go, oh, I get it, and then you walk out of there, not having the skill set to apply it with great effectiveness. We want to create somebody that's ultimately going to be able to go through this entire process and then be very effective on the other end. And so again, that's the whole premise here, but with the understanding that there's people that will not pursue that, and that's fine too. But the information that you will be exposed to will be, like I said, from the primary source.
Right. So we'll have information of how people can apply to join the network in the comments for the YouTube video. And that it will, and then we'll have links obviously on Bill's Instagram and any of the other places on Bill's website, just to kind of redirect people to the network. And so right now we're going to be in the process of gathering like applications. So there's some questions, and we'll go through and see that if you are someone who's in this, the profession of health and performance, or if you just are someone that has like is an enthusiast and has a fitness enthusiast, health enthusiast, and very interested in this model and learning it as well, that there's place for you there too. And then we will open up the doors to the network and have posts from Bill about case studies. We'll have forums for people to discuss the model. There will be coursework. There will be some free coursework, and there will be some, you know, we're talking about the practitioner route, which will be more of a stepwise progression with levels to try to learn the model and get certified as a practitioner in the model. So it's exciting stuff, and it's like the fledgling in the fledgling phases of trying to solve a bunch of problems that you saw with the way people are, you know, practicing.
Well, and again, you and I have both been exposed to situations where it's someone else's interpretation, which is unfortunately incorrect, and then that information gets proliferated through the industry, if you will, and then again, there's a lot of misunderstandings, and then people get frustrated, and then they don't see the value in it, and so I want to just make sure that, you know, before they make that decision, that they're exposed directly to a primary source work so they can actually understand this and be much more successful. That's ultimately the goal.
Right. So like what, so now that we've kind of at length talked about what is coming and what we're doing, I think maybe just expanding upon like what are the failures of like certain courses that exist, and what are the typical mistakes that coaches and clinicians make when they go to these courses? Like, what are some of the things that we're trying to get people to reconsider and avoid going forward?
I think that a couple of things. So I have some issues with some of the traditional representations as far as how things actually behave. And I think that a lot of information is using that and not questioning it, assuming that we have the correct answers, and then tries to fit everything into that representation. And I think that's a big part of the problem, because if you're making an assumption that we've got things figured out already, then that's your perspective. That's what you'll see. And you will always try to fit things into that. And then that creates a limitation on how far you can actually take things in regards to the depth of understanding. And so that's why I always talk about an evolution of the model, because it is not that it's that from a principal standpoint, it's changing. It's just the fact that we have to take more and more things into consideration as we start to understand them, and we can bring them in and we say, okay, represented to how we see this, how would this now impact what we do? And so we can talk about anything from like energy production to any kind of mechanical element from a behavioral standpoint, from a movement standpoint, from a performance-related standpoint, the difference between performance and health. Of course, it's even in the name at this point. And so we want to have something that is coherent, that makes sense and is logical, versus constantly adding new rules that we don't really need to add because we have a limitation that has been imposed on us by a traditionalist status quo type of thinking.
Right. So anytime you have a certain issue or a problem that needs solving via whatever model you're using, if you run it through the model and all of a sudden that becomes an exception,
right,
then something is wrong with the model that you're using. There shouldn't be exception. You shouldn't have to make secondary courses for your model based on exceptions to rules that you created. All you have to do is realize that the rules that you created, there was some sort of fallacy. There's something wrong in the original algorithm of the model that you were using, because there shouldn't be exceptions to these like underlying rules. And that's always been sort of the goal of your model, right? It's like,
exactly. It's coherence. Coherence. Like, again, you get tired of hearing me talk about it when you're having a private conversation, because that's always been the intention. It has to make sense. It has to fit within universal principles. We behave in a certain physical world that behaves a certain way. And so we have to follow those laws, if you will. So it's always to seek out the absolute of it. And then from there, we can make better decisions because we don't have to make up exceptions at all. We can just say, well, within this framework, this is how it should behave. Does it behave that way? There's our test. And then we test it over and over and over again. And we look at the outcomes and we say, okay, if the probability is consistently moving in this direction, then this is closer to the truth. That's how you figure things out. You don't just say, well, under this circumstance, it does this. And under this circumstance, it does this. It's like, no, what is the commonality? What is the coherence between those two representations? And that's where we're going to find the principle.
Right. So it's not that you've created any of these like fundamental laws that the model is built upon. It's just you've looked to the things that seem to be universally true by using like the physics and the science of the universe, like the model of, we should say the model of physics that got us to the moon with like cardboard boxes and aluminum foil. Like Newtonian physics is good enough to get a cardboard box to the moon.
Correct.
So it's probably good enough to fix your runner's knee, as a callback to what we were referring to earlier.
Yeah. Yes.
But yeah, so great. It's not, I think a lot of times people see you talking about your model, or they talk about like the usefulness of the of the model that you've created, and they think like, it can't be the answer for everything. Well, it's like whatever model you're using, you should be looking for something that is that. That's what we're always working towards, right? And it's like this model has evolved a lot over the last 8 years since it's been sort of put together. That's something people need to realize as well, is that there are certain commercial models that exist that have not evolved one bit since 2008. Right. And we're not here to name names, obviously, but anyone listening to this can kind of understand.
Yeah, I think that most people's intentions are honorable, but they're just trying to work within a framework that already exists. And I'm saying like, well, we should probably examine that framework and ask more why questions and then how questions. And from there, the deeper we go with that, then we can actually define the principles, and then by taking those principles and applying them absolutely, that's how we make a better decision, right?
Right.
We start to recognize the fact of what the options truly are as to what could be happening. If you have a very reductionist model that you use, you must try to fit everything into that. And then that limits your capabilities, and it limits the number of possible solutions.
Yeah, and this is a good opportunity to talk about another one of the things that will be included with the network when it launches, is a decision making course that Bill has put together that will be for free. And that's like, Rich, if one of your goals and one of the goals of what we're trying to do is create a better practitioner, so as an example, anytime I've run like an internship course, or anytime like you've had students, there's some aspect of like creating a well-functioning person first that has a mind that can make decisions, has the emotional intelligence to be able to work with people. Like, these are sort of foundational skills that a lot of people go into learning about a model or course without even really having developed well, because it's not really taught in any sort of degree.
Most people think that exposure to information is knowledge, and then that knowledge means that you immediately have a capability which you do not,
right?
And that goes for everybody, right? The ability to do something with that information then becomes part of the problem. It's like, well, what does this information even mean? Like I have to add meaning to this. I have to be able to decide based on my, we all have limited understanding. So I have to make a decision based on limited understanding. I have to understand what the probabilities are. What are the options? We all need to understand this to a much greater degree. So it stands to reason. It's like, okay, learning how to think, learning how to ask a better question, learning how to give meaning to something, becomes an essential component of becoming an effective practitioner. So let's start there.
Yeah. So I'm just going to continue talking about like what we're doing, because at this point we're like 20 minutes into the podcast. So like, like,
so the six people that are still listening.
Yeah. So like, yeah, like, Davey LaCroix, Long Wong, like, hi guys. thanks for listening again. But so the mental models, decision-making stuff is sort of fundamental. Mm-hmm. It's a big discrepancy that you've seen in practitioners coming to learn from you, is that people just don't really have a good ability to make decisions. They don't have any sort of mental, I shouldn't say everyone, but a lot of people don't have any sort of mental models to sort of hang the information on to make decisions. Yeah. So on top of that, that's sort of like, before even trying to walk through the door of learning this model, just understanding how you can make decisions will just help you in all aspects of your life, regardless of what you're doing with this model. And then once we're in the model, there's going to be like a foundations course, which would be your level one type of stuff where you're actually learning. It's what the beginning of the intensive used to be, or in the past was like learning, kind of going through these sort of fundamental principles and foundational information that sort of creates this model. That will be its own course. That people will be able to take. We will be trying to do some of these live. So we'll, you know, pay attention to the information we release on that and try to get back to kind of like the old way of doing courses for a little bit to see if how people are receptive to that or not. And then after that will be progressive levels of, once you have the foundational information, preparing to get to that point where you get to learn in the more intensive way. So it's a stepwise progression to actually being able to attend an intensive. Because a lot of people who have, you know, you hear stories about people who've applied six times to get to the intensive, right? It took me three to get to my first intensive. And it's just, some people just are not ready. And I believe before, some people would never have been able to be ready, but now we're kind of giving them the tools to get them ready. So that's like, the going forward, there will be a lot, it'll be a lot easier for the people who are really into trying to learn this model to have this sort of foundations course as a stepping stone.
It will accelerate the process as far as, number one, they come into a situation without having to ask some of those foundational questions, for not having to understand some of the foundational principles. It comes into a situation where it's instantly more practical, much stronger in application. And then you walk out with sort of loaded for bear, if you will, as far as like, what can I then do with this information versus just trying to learn it and struggling. As much as I enjoy that situation and looking at the pain on their faces in this small group situation, we need to make this a little bit easier for people to have access to the practical element.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So get signed up for the network and you'll be on the list of people that when that thing opens will
It will be the entryway to actually participate in the live intensive.
Sure. Yeah. It's like working your way through all of this stuff. That will be the way, because it's the intensive application will have you taken. It's like, have you taken the intensive before? Okay. Have you taken the foundations like course? Like, do you understand them all? Because the intensive will be even more intense.
Intense. Yes. Very much.
Because
so.
it will skip straight to the more applied and advanced integration of the model.